today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chav Zayin. We're going to pick up again from daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. We're going to start again back at Tanur Rabbanan, where we're going to begin the discussion of a mila done by Novik Kochavim, as well as a mila done by Yakuti. Then the Gemara is going to go on to give two different explanations why it is that a milas akum is no good, and potential nafkaminas. We're going to have three potential nafkaminas between the two reasons as to why it is that a milas Ovid Kochavim is no good. Then the Gemara is going to go on right before the Mishnah to discuss milas Isha, and whether we could prove anything from the fact that Tzipora did a bris mila in the Torah. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss both receiving refuah and receiving a haircut from an Ovid Kochavim. And in today's daf, we're only going to be focusing on the refuah element of it. We're going to have three definitions of what the terms ripoy mamon and ripoy nefashos might mean. The Gemara in Amud Beis is going to discuss whether we can receive refuah from an akum when the patient is soon going to die anyway. So what's the downside of getting the refuah from the akum? Not that he's going to kill you sooner. Are we choshesh for chaye sha'a? Are we worried that he might kill you sooner if you're going to die anyway? Even on the chance that a person might have a full refuah if the guy does a good job. And then the Gemara is going to, at the very end of the daf, have a discussion of when we apply v'chai behem, that a person is allowed to violate isurim in the Torah in order to stay alive, and when do we say yehareg v'al yavar, that it's better for a person to get killed rather than to violate an isur in the Torah. So let us begin again way back on daf chavavim beis at the Tanur Rabbanan, about 5-6 lines before the lines get wide. Tanur Rabbanan. So says about Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brayso. Yisrael mal esa ovid kochavim l'shum ger lafuka l'shum morna delo. Yisrael is able to be mal in ovid kochavim if he's doing it l'shem gerus. And the Gemara says, well, of course he's allowed to be mal in ovid kochavim if he's doing it l'shem gerus. It's part of the gerus process. That's obvious. No, it's lafuka l'shum morna delo, to tell me that he's not allowed to be mal the ovid kochavim when it's l'shum morna, when it's for the sake of a refuah. Va ovid kochavim lo yimol Yisrael mnei shachashud no shrichus dam divra meir. But a mayor holds an Ovid Chavim cannot be Mal Yisrael because we're choshesh that the Ovid Chavim is going to kill the Yisrael while he's being Mal him. And the Chavim say, well, it depends on the circumstance. If he's going to have an opportunity to kill because nobody's watching, then Eino Chinami, you're not allowed to allow the Ovid Chavim to be Mal the Yisrael. But if there are other people standing right there, there are people Omid Al Gabo, so someone is going to notice if he tries to do something not right. So then he's allowed to be mal the Yisrael of Rabbi Meir. Oh, remember a Meir along the lines of what we saw in Amud Aleph. Rabbi Meir says, even if afilu achir momdim al gabo, even if you have other people standing right there, namilo, you still can't allow the Ovid Kochavim to be mal the Yisrael. Because even though it's true that he may not be able to kill the baby if there are other people watching, but he can certainly mutilate the baby even if there are other people watching. It just takes a flick of the wrist, an angle of the knife, he could do something terrible to the baby. So that's the machlokas from Meir and the Chamim, whether an Ovid Chavim is allowed to be Mali Yisrael when there are other people Omdim Al Gabo. But Yisrael, definitely the halacha is, according to the Gemara, the Yisrael is definitely allowed to be mal the Ovid Kochavim l'shum gerus, and definitely not allowed to be mal the Ovid Kochavim when it's for the sake of refuah. What if it's for neither? It's not for the sake of gerus or for the sake of refuah. So, for example, what's clear in our sugya is you're doing it l'shem refuah because stam you want to be merape the Ovid Kochavim. That's going to be asur because they're lo malin. It could be lo maridim, but also lo malin. So Tosos is maskim to Rashi over here, where Rashi says that Murna means that he has some sort of illness, and the reason that you're not allowed to be merapeh him is because of this issue of lo malin. But then Tosos adds that since the isser is mishum refuah, the isser is only when you're doing it pechinam. But if he's going to pay you for it, so then you're not doing it l'shem refuah, you're doing it l'shem getting paid. So that you would be permitted to do. The Rambam seems to pass in this way in the third parak of Hilchus Mila as well, where the Rambam says that a goy shetzorich lachto charlosam mipnei maka o shchin shenolad ba, if he has some sort of ailment, something that happened, that you're not allowed to do it for him, because even though in Moridin, you're not going to throw him into a pit, also ein malin. And even he says, "Valtvi shnasas mitzvah berfuazusha lo niskaven lemitzvah," because the kavana is not for the sake of a mitzvah. He says, "But if the guy has kavana l'shem mitzvah, then you're allowed to be malhim." So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the lashon of the Rambam, and the Rambam writes that when in situations where it's mutter l'rapel says hagayim, then it's mutter b'chalinyan to give a mila as well. What are situations that it's mutter l'rapel says hagayim? Mishum eva bischar. So you see very clear the Rambam writes that if it's a situation of schar where someone is going to get paid, that's how the Shach explains the Rambam, then it's mutter to give the mila to the Ovid Chavim. The Beis Yosef quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, in the name of the Gaonim, that it's aser to be mala nachri shalol l'shem gerus. That anything that's not lirafua, purely for the sake of rafua, is going to be mutter. No, but to the opposite side, l'shem gerus is mutter. Anything that falls short of l'shem gerus is going to be aser. The Taz writes that the reason is because Avram Avinu, the Gemara says in Maseches Erevin, Avram Avinu is going to stand by the Pesach of Gan Eden, and he's omid omadchin miyushanimol. He's going to be testing. Let's see who has a bris mila, and that's going to be your ticket in. So if one is mal of the chavim, it's mevatel the simon of mila that Klal Yisrael has. So that's why any time that it's not l'shem, if it's l'shem gerus, good. That's his ticket. He belongs. But if it's not l'shem gerus, so then it's going to he's going to be able to punch his ticket when he really shouldn't be able to. So that's the machlokas rishonim. That's the machlokas. On the one hand, you have the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the other hand, you have what seems like Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. That as long as it's not purely for refuah out of the goodness of your heart, that it would be mutter. So that's as far as Yisrael being mal an ovid kochavim. But our Gemara is going to focus on the flip side, an ovid kochavim being mal a Yisrael. So says the Gemara on the last words of the first wide line of Chavavim Beis. V'savar Rabbi Meir, ovid kochavim lo. Does Rabbi Meir hold that an ovid kochavim is not allowed to be mal a Yisrael, even when there are others omdim al gabo? Or a minhu al askiy stira? Ir she'ein barofe Yisrael, v'yesh barofe kutiv rofe ovid chavim. Let's say you have a city that does not have a Jewish doctor, if you can imagine such a thing, but it has a rofe kuti and it has a rofe ovid chavim. Which one should you choose, the kuti or the ovid chavim, to do the mila? Yimol ovid chavim va'al yimol kuti, div Rameir. Rameir says the ovid chavim, not the kuti. So you see very clearly that he doesn't want the kuti to be doing it, because even though the kuti may technically be Geri Emes, he may technically be a Jew, but since they're suspect of Avodah Zarah, we assume that they're doing the Mila L'Shem Avodah Zarah. I'd rather have an Ovid Chavim who doesn't do Mila L'Shem Avodah Zarah, better that he do the Mila. But that's Rameir saying that the Ovid Chavim could do the Mila, and it's going to be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yimul Kuti V'Al Yimul Ovid Chavim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, better to have the Kuti do the Mila and not the Ovid Chavim. So bottom line is, it's a steer in Rameir, that Rameir had told us that you're not allowed to have an Ovid Chavim do the Mila, even if there are other people Omer Al Gabav. But here you have a Brisa where Rameir says, I prefer the Ovid Chavim to the Kuti. So says Gemara, Epoch. You have to switch it around. Switch around the Shitos in this Brisa. Rameir Omer Yimal Kuti below Ovid Chavim. Rameir says, I choose the Kuti rather than the Ovid Chavim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chavim lo Kuti. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we choose the Ovid Chavim and not the Kuti. So once we switch it around, Rabbi Meir is now consistent. Asks the Gemara, yes, Rabbi Meir is now consistent, but now you have a Rabbi Yehuda problem. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda Ovid Chavim Shapir Dami. Does that mean to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mil is kosher with an Ovid Chavim, that he chooses the Ovid Chavim over the Kuti? V'atanya, we have another Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda makes his opinion clear in the opposite direction. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Minayin L'Mil of Ovid Chavim Shei Psula. How do I know Mil of an Ovid Chavim is Pasul? Shenemar V'ata Es Brisi Tishmar. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds Mila v'Novid Chavim is no good. So by switching it around, you've now created a stira within Rabbi Yehuda. So Eliyolam lo tepuch. So you're right, don't switch it around. Let it be Rabbi Meir who holds in the Braisa that we allow Mila v'Novid Chavim, Rabbi Yehuda who doesn't allow Mila v'Novid Chavim. We have a stira then in Rameir. V'hachamayaskinan berofe mumcha. No, you know when Rameir allows Mila v'Novid Chavim, what was his whole hesitancy in the beginning of the sugya? Not to allow Mila v'Novid Chavim because he was afraid. The Ovid Chavim is going to make the baby a kreshovcha. The Ovid Chavim is going to mutilate the baby. Not if he's a rofe mumcha. If he's a known doctor, he's not going to want to ruin his entire reputation. If that's the doctor who, when he does the procedure, he mutilates a baby, so that's going to be the end of his profession. That if he's a mumcha l'rabim, then it's going to be mutter. So the way it stands now is that Rabbi Meir holds, and Ovid Chavim depends on what kind of doctor he is. Depends on whether he's a professional known doctor or not. If he is, then we allow him to be mal, and we prefer him to a kuti. If not, then we won't allow him to be mal, even when there are other people, omdim al gabav, when there are other people watching. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say that we would never allow him to be mal, even if Rabbi Yehuda would say we'd prefer a kuti over an Ovid Chavim, we would never allow an Ovid Chavim to be mal. So says the Gemara, okay, we've answered the stiras within Rabbi Meir, and we've made it such that there's no stira in Rabbi Yehuda as far as an Ovid Kochavim is concerned. But there's still a stira within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda as far as a Kuti is concerned. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda Kuti Shapir Dami. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that we'd prefer a Kuti to an Ovid Chavim because Milas Kuti is kosher? V'atanya, we have another bright, so Yisrael Molas HaKuti. V'Kuti Lo Yimol Yisrael Mipnei Shemol L'Shem HaGrezim Divir Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says that a Kuti cannot be Mali Yisrael because we assume when the Kuti does the Mila, he's doing it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. And Amala Rabbi Yossi just comments to Rabbi Yehuda. V'chiechon matzinu mila min atara l'shma. Where do we ever find that you need mila to be l'shma? Let him do it. Elamol v'holich hachetetin l'shma. So let him be mal l'shem avodah zarah. That's his problem. That's his avera. But the baby's gemalt and there's nothing wrong with the mila. So yeah, let the kuti do this until he's chayv misa and the Ribbono Shel Olam will kill him for it. Wonderful. That's fine. Let him do whatever avera he wants. But the baby's still going to be gemalt according to Rabbi Yossi, and that's the only thing that matters. But bottom line is we have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, on the one hand, in the brisa that we quoted on Chavav and Beis, says that Kuti is Shapir Dami, that we prefer the Kuti to the Ovid Chavim. Yet over here he says, no, Kuti is doing it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and therefore you cannot allow a Kuti to be Mal. You know what? We really still have to flip around the Shitos of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the brisa. And we have to make it that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow a Kuti and does allow an Ovid Chavim. And Rabbi Meir does not allow the Ovid Chavim. But didn't that leave us with a stira in Rabbi Yehuda about an Ovid Kochavim? Because now that we've switched it around, Rabbi Yehuda holds an Ovid Kochavim is good, but we had another brisa that Rabbi Yehuda says an Ovid Kochavim is possible because of the pasuk of Va'atas Brisi Tishmar. No, it's not a stira. Hayhid Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi. There are two Rabbi Yehudas. There's Rabbi, one of them is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Which one? Ditanya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The Braisa that tells us that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow Mila by an Ovid Chavim follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's the Rabbi Yehuda we're talking about. He's the one that quotes the pasuk of Atas Brisi Tishmar. But Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, the regular Rabbi Yehuda, I think that's who it is, the regular Rabbi Yehuda, who is not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, would allow an Ovid Chavim, and in fact would prefer an Ovid Chavim over a Kuti. So it says Gemara Amar Avchista, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda that we would not allow it? We don't allow a kuti to be mal, meaning because he's not doing it l'shma. We assume he's doing it l'shem gerus, meaning this is going l'shem hargrizim rather l'shem avodah zarah. This is going back on the Rabbi Yehuda that discusses mila by a kuti and disallows mila by a kuti because it's not being done l'shma against Rabbi Yossi, who had said, I don't care if it's done l'shma. There's no din that mila needs to be done l'shma. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get this din? D'chsiv l'shem himol, because the pasuk says l'shem Himal. So it's based on that pasuk that we darshan. Now the pasuk doesn't exactly. Those words appear in one right next to the other. But the rest of the pasuk is clear that if you that the comma is in the wrong place if you're reading the pasuk like that. Meaning, yes, the pasuk does say la Hashem himal, but the rest of the pasuk is very critical over here as well. The pasuk says v'chi yagur itcha ger va'asa pesach la Hashem. If you have a ger and he's making a pesach la Hashem, Himalo kol zachar. Then you have to give a milah. So Lashem is not really, I mean, the kama is before the word himal. So we sometimes have drushes like this, where you move the kama over and you say, oh, look at which two words are juxtaposed with each other. You have the words Lashem himal. So it has to be L'shem Hashem. And kutum are not ma L'shem Hashem. They're ma L'shem ha-grizma reval. And therefore, the milas kuti is going to be possible, even though milas ovid chavim is kasher, because the milas ovid chavim is done, al das, whatever the Yisrael wants it to be done for. V'Rabbi Yossi, himal yimal. Rabbi Yossi would say, no, you could dash in the pasuk, himal yimal, in Bereshis Perek Yud Zayin, which is lashon of a riboy, that's telling me that any milas kshera, even a mila that's not l'shem Hashem, because the double expression is marbe, any mila. So that's what the machlokes is about. Do you dash in himal yimal, or do you dash in Lashem himal? So v'idach, Rabbi Yehuda would, v'idach haksiv Lashem himal. What does Rabbi Yossi do with the pasuk of Lashem himal? So it says, what do you mean, what does he do with the pasuk? Hey, Pesach haksiv. That's talking about Karm Pesach, that he's making a Pesach Lashem. Kama, himal, then himal, then you give a bris milah. So that has nothing to do with that the Lashem is not going on the milah, the Lashem is going on the Pesach. V'idach nami yaksiv, himal yimal. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the fact that the pasuk says himal yimal, which sounds like everybody's kosher, that even someone who's doing it, l'shem avodah zarah, the meal is still going to be kosher? Dibra Torah kalasha b'nei Adam. Nah, that's not going to bother us, because the Torah sometimes speaks kalasha b'nei Adam. So sometimes the Torah speaks in a double lashon, and that's not going to bother us. So the Rishonim point out, Tosfos and others point out over here, sometimes we say like that, sometimes we say Dibra Torah kalasha b'nei Adam, but we have other times where the Torah doubles over a letter and the Cham Darshin, the Kefa Lashon. We don't say Dibra Torah kalasha b'nei Adam. For example, B'metzia Daf Lamed Aleph, that we Darshin the Riboy Hashev Tashiv, and we don't find the Tana that's cholik on that drasha because of Dibra Torah Kalash Bnei Adam. In Maseches Ksubas Tav Samach Zayin, we don't darshin the Riboy of the Lashon Vahavei Tavitenu because Dibra Torah Kalash Bnei Adam. Rabbi Shimon himself darshins Maseches Rosh Hashanah Dav Ches Aser Ta Aser. So we see that apparently sometimes we do darshin the double lashon, sometimes we don't. Unclear what the rule is. When do you say yes? When do you say no? When do we just say? When do we just chalk it up to Dibra Torah Kalash Bnei Adam? And when do we say that there is that there is some meaning for the double lashon? Another point over here that the Rishonim raised, Tosi Rishonim raised the point. Rabbi Yossi says, where do you ever find that you need Mila Lishma? Ask Tosi Rishonim. Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Mem Vav tells us Rabbi Yossi holds that someone comes and he says that he's mal and he still hasn't been tovel. Also, we need to be matif menu dam bris. We need to do our tafas dam bris, because maybe even though we see that he has a mila, meaning that's not deniable, that's something you could examine. So even though he has a mila, we don't know that mila was done l'shem geiros. I mean, the guy says, I want to convert, don't worry, my mila was already taken care of, all I need is the tvila. So we don't know that mila was done l'shem geiros. Maybe he comes from a nation that is knowing to be mal themselves, and the mila was not done l'shma. But what do you see very clearly? That you need the mila to have been done lishma. And if it's not done lishma, it's no good. We need to do tavas dam bris. Yet in our sugya, and it's Rabbi Yossi over there, and in our sugya, Rabbi Yossi says, nah, you don't need a mila lishma. Not necessary. So what's going on? So it says to Tos Yishanim that you do need a mila lishma. Rabbi Yossi allows a mila by Yakuti, but it's only when he Rabbi Yossi did not allow a mila by Yakuti, because when he saw Omer al Gabav, that would be it's when Yisrael Omer al Gabav and the Nachri is mal ladas the Yisrael, it's going to be going to be mutter. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is trying to say over here, that it doesn't matter that the kuti, whatever whatever we normally think a kuti is going to be thinking, if there's a Yisrael Omer al Gabav, he'll be thinking whatever the Yisrael is thinking. The Chasam Sofer is not so satisfied with that teretz, and he suggests a little bit different. He suggests more pashut l'chara, that there's a chilik between mila of a goy shalol l'shma and mila of a Yisrael. A goy who wants to be nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina, to be megayer, has to be mal himself and tovel l'shem geirus. So that's where you need a sense of l'shma. And if he didn't have it, we need to be mativ menudam bris. In our Gemara, we're talking about a Jewish baby. So you don't need a mila l'shma. You just need that he be gemalt. That's all you need. That at the end of the day, that he has a mila. But there is no l'shem geirus. He's already a Jew. So that's why you don't need a sense of l'shma. Some sefer also suggests that Rabbi Yossi holds The moel doesn't have to be lishma. It doesn't have to have kavan lishma. But the nimol certainly either has to be a baby or has to be with lishma. And that's what's going on in Yavama. So it's a guy who's coming to be megayer. So the necessity for lishma is on the part of the nimol. The Rishonim also are bothered by a number of other issues over here. Why is it, for example, Tos Rid raises that a Nachri is kosher to do a Mila, but he's not kosher to do a Shechita? Why would they be different? The Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Gimel says Shechitas Nachri is a Shechita Psula, even with Yisrael Amir Al Gabav. Why would a Milas Nachri be okay, but a Shechitas Nachri not be okay? What would be the difference? So Tos Rid suggests, very interesting, you have to see what this tells you about these two mitzvahs. But he suggests that a Maisa Nachri is possible only when there's a tzivoy how to do that Maisa. But when the Torah is not makbid on how to do the Maisa, rather the Torah is makbid on the result achieved by that Maisa, then the Maisa could even be done by a Nachri. Meaning when it's a Maisa-oriented mitzvah, the mitzvah is in do this action and here's how to do it, a guy can't do it. But when the point is make sure this happens, it has to get done, it's a result-oriented mitzvah, then a guy can do it as well. So he says maybe Shechita is not kosher by a Nachri, because there are dinim in the Maisa Shechita. So how you have to shecht? You're not allowed to be doris the simanim. So once Nachri doesn't have these dinim, so you can't partake of the Maisa Shechita. But a Mila, the Torah doesn't care how the Maisa Mila is done. The Iker is that you're chotich liarla, that the Mila get done, that the Arla be removed. And in any way that gets done, it's going to be kosher, even if it's nechta chal yidei chabura, even if it's a wound that makes it happen, and therefore the Mila is kosher by a Nachri, because bottom line is that it happened. You really have to check the dinim of Mila, make sure that fits. According to most Rishonim Lachar, that would not fit. Meaning the way the Ragachavar famously puts it together, he says there are three dinim in Mila. There's a din in not being an RL. That Lachar is what the Tosfos is talking about. The person's not an RL if the RL is removed. There's a din in being Mahul, and there's a din in doing a Maisa Mila. The other two, not so clear. Maybe the second one. But the third one, a Maisa Mila, Lachara would be a difficult sell over here, because there is a way to do a Maisa Mila. The Gemara talks about it. You do Al Yidei Sam. If you don't do a Chituch, that's not going to be kosher either. So there has to be so it's a little bit of a difficult comment that the Tosfos Rid has over here in terms of the Mila. Okay. Let's move on. So it says the Gemara further now. Itmar minayin lemila b'avid chavim shipsula. How do I know that mila b'avid chavim is possible? Two possibilities. If you hold that mila b'avid chavim is possible, two possibilities. How we know it? What the source is? So darabar prab mishmei de rav amar vatas brisi tishmar. Like we've been quoting from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, vatas brisi tishmar. Rabbi Yochanan himal yimal. And Rabbi Yochanan would say it's from himal yimal, which we darshan to mean like hamal yimal. That only someone who himself the mal, the one who's giving the Mila, has to be Nimal himself. He has to be a Ben Mila. So, my Benayhu, what's the nafkamina between the two drashas? So we're going to have three suggestions. Number one, Aravi Mal v'givnoni Mahul, Ika Benayhu. What if you have someone who's not a Jew, but he comes from a nation where they practice Mila? Mandiyamar himal yimal Ika. If you hold that the person has to have a Mila, well, he has a Mila, and therefore he'd be kosher. Mandiyamar is brisi tishmar. But if you hold that there needs to be a covenant, there needs to be a bris, so Lekka is not part of the covenant. I remember one of my chaverim years ago was learning Mila in Eretz Yisrael, and they were practicing on Arab babies in Shari Tzedek. They let them practice on the Arab babies. So when he was first learning, I said, "Oh, you're already doing bris milas?" He says, "No, I'm just doing milas, not bris milas yet. Bris milas we'll get to." So bris would be the covenant. So they may have mila, but they don't necessarily have bris mila. Himal Yimal Ika, but if you hold Himal Yimal, so frankly, more Madam Himal Yimal Ika, is that really true that if you say that Himal Yimal, that would count if it's a guy? Vatnan Konim Shani Nenamina Arelim, if a person takes a neder that he's not allowed to get any anah from Arelim, Mutab Areli Yisrael, Vasar B'Muli Yavdi Chavim, he's allowed to get anah from uncircumcised Jews, and is usher to get out from circumcised of the chavim. So it sounds like an Ovid chavim who has a mila is not considered to have a mila. Alma avogav demihili, commanda la mihili damu, and that would destroy our nafkamina. So Ella, we have to say a second nafkamina. Ikibinai Yisrael shemesu achum machmas mila v'lom aluhu. They have a Jew who was unable to get a mila because his brothers died of mila, the hemophiliacs or something. There's some sort of disease that runs in the family where the Jew, because of pikuach nefesh, can't get a mila. Lemandam ravatas brisi tishmor ika. If you hold that he needs to be a ben bris, he is a ben bris. He's a Jew. Lemandam rahimal yimal leka. But if you hold that he needs to be a ben mila, well, that he's not. Frakti Gemara, he's not. Lemandam rahimal yimal leka. Are you sure that he's not considered to be a mal, even though he doesn't have a mila? Vatnan, because after all, the Mishnah tells us when it comes to nedarim, konim shani nena mimulim. If you take a neder, you're not going to get anah from people that have mila. Asur ba'arei le'Yisrael. You're not included in that neder are Jews who don't have a mila, because a Jew is always called mulim. Umutar b'mali avdechavim. You're allowed to get hana from mali avdechavim. Alma afal gav de lo mihili, commanded mihili damu. So apparently by a Jew, even if he doesn't actually physically have a mila, we consider him to be mahul. So now we need another nafkamina. Ele ikabinai, third nafkamina, Isha. The nafkamina is, what about a woman? Lamanda mevatas brisi tishmor leka, di isha lav bas milahi. The one that said that darshan is based on vatas brisi tishmor, a woman would not be included because she is not a bas mila, so she's not included in that bris, right? It's one of the reasons women are not chayiv in brisa mazal midaraisa, according to those shitos, because she's not included in bris. Lamanda mehimal yimal, Ika, the Isha Kaman Demihladamya. But if it's about Himal Yimal, so every Jew is considered a mal, is considered whether they have a mil or not, every Jew is considered to be gemal. So it says Gemara, Umika Lamandi Amar, Isha Lo. I mean, you want to make this an afkamina, whether an Isha can give a bris mila or not. Is there anyone that holds that an Isha cannot give a bris mila? You're going to run into problems in reading Chumash if you hold that an Isha cannot give a bris mila. Vaksiv, Vatikach Tzipora Tzar, that Tzipora takes a rock and does a bris mila, and that saves Moshe Rabbeinu's life. So Karibe Vatakach. That you have to read in such a way that that she made it happen, not that she did it herself. What happened? She instructed someone else who was there to do the bris mila. Or it could be she began the mila, but she didn't finish the job. She had to begin the job because Moshe was in no condition to begin the job. He was under attack at the time. But Moshe Rabbeinu had to finish the job in order for the mila to have been a kosher mila. So this is an interesting discussion about Tzipora for a number of reasons. First of all, the Amra Le'inish Achrina Va'avad, she asked someone else who was around, would you mind doing the Bris Mila? So asks the Sefer Imrei Tzvi, who was around? You know, this was on the way to Mitzrayim. All of the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, so there was no one to ask. So you get what? She had a Nachri, a Mahul, who served as the Moel. A Nachri is possible to be Mahul, even if he's a Mahul. That's what we just got through saying, that he's always considered an Arel, even if he's a Mahul. So who in the world would she have been able to ask? Now, there wasn't a single Jew there. So there are a number of suggestions that the Achronim have. One is that maybe there was a runaway Jew that had escaped from Mitzrayim, and they ran into such a runaway Jew, just their luck, and Tzipora could have asked that person. A little difficult an akimta to make. The other possibility is that, maybe a Nachri Mahul, yes, considered an RL, that's only after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, Nachri Mahul is not considered an RL, and therefore she could have asked a Nachri to do it. So that's a possibility when it comes to Tzipora. Issue that comes up over here is we said that if you say Ves Brisi Tishmar, an Isha is Lav Bas Milihi. So it turns out that an Isha, according to Rav, is not kosher to do Mila. So Luchora, that's difficult, because the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chavtes tells us that a woman is not Mitzuva to be Mal her son, because the Pasuk says, Kasher Tziva Oso Elokim, and we darshan Oso Velo Osa, that she's not Mitzuva in the mitzvah of Mila of her child. Now, according to Rav, that an Isha is possible to do Mila, why do I need a Miut? Oso Velo Osa, she can't do it. She's possible to do it, meaning it's not even a possibility for her to do the Mila. If Rav is correct over here, the whole drasha and kiddushin becomes unnecessary. So Tosus writes that we only are memait isha from milas bina over there not to tell us that she can't do it. That we know. From the word oso, we learn that she doesn't have to try to see to it that somebody will do it, that it's not her responsibility to hire a moel, to find a moel, to see to it that someone will take care of it. So, because one might have thought that, okay, she can't do it, but she still has a responsibility to take care and make sure that her child has a mila. Now, the problem with that suggestion is, the Gemara in Kiddushin of Chaf Gimel tells us that in order to be able to make a shliach for anything, if you're unable to do something yourself, you cannot make a shliach to do it either. So what's the havamina again? That I know the woman is not allowed to do the milah, but maybe she has to appoint a shliach to do the milah. Well, she can't. If she can't do the milah, she can't appoint to a shliach to do the milah either. So Rabbi Chanan, Kovitz Haris, and Simonai and Vav explains Tosus in two ways. Number one, he says, Mikra Adin, the woman has a chiyuv to be mal her child, but she's not able to be mal by herself, and therefore she would have to look for a moel to do a pishlichus. So why is she able to make a shliach even though she can't do it herself? So he says, because there are two inyanim in shlichus. Number one, when there's no chiyuv at all to do a maisa, the like being megarish eshes chavero, where the person does not have the ability to be megarish unless they are the shliach habal. And number two, in a case where there's where he has the ability to do the maisa even if he wasn't the shliach. Meaning there are two types of shlichus. Sometimes you have a shliach where, if not for being empowered, this maisa would be worthless. Some random guy comes and writes a get and gives it to my wife. That's not going to work. That doesn't do anything. Only if a person is made a shliach by the baal does his maisa mean anything. And then there are situations where the maisa is meaningful even without being made a shliach. But the shlichus makes the maisa be misyaches to the mishaleach. It would have been the shliach's maisa, but because I made him a shliach, it now becomes my maisa. Like shliach l'dvar avera to be gonev v'chefetz. Even if the shlichus is not chal, the maisa is still going to be kayim. But through the shlichus, if you're the shliach l'dvar avera, the maisa is misyaches to the mishaleach. So based on that, he says it could be that the din that a shliach cannot make that you cannot make a shliach for something you can't do is only when the shliach couldn't do the maisa on his own if he weren't a shliach. Meaning only if the shliach's maisa would be worthless without the shlichus. But when the shliach's maisa would be worth something without the shlichus, then even if I'm not able to do the maisa myself, I could still make the shliach, because all the shlichus is accomplishing is not giving some power to the maisa. The maisa has power anyway. All the shlichus is accomplishing is it's being misyaches that maisa back to me. That I'm able to do, even if I'm not able to do the maisa myself. That's the brilliant mahalich of Rabbi Chanan. One of the brilliant mahalchim of Rabbi Chanan. The other, he says, is that based on Marach HaRazrua, that the Iker mitzvah of Mila is not the maisa Mila, it's the result, like we were discussing before. It's a result-oriented mitzvah, so maybe it doesn't require shlichus. Shlichus is something that's required when the focus is on doing this maisa, but if the focus is on the result of having a baby without an arla, so that's just achieving the totza'a. So that if that's the case, if it's all about the totza'a, that just being mahu, then the woman would be able to make the shliach as well. There's a lot of discussion about that Marach HaZrua, and in general, whether shlichus is required by Mila or dafka not required by Mila, but not for now. So let's go on. Says the Mishnah, Misrapin mehen ripoy mamon avalo ripoy nefashos. You're allowed to receive refuah from Levi Chavim if it's ripoy mamon, but not ripoy nefashos. We're going to have to define those terms. Vein mistap mehen b'kal makom to Rameir. Rameir says you're not allowed to get a haircut from Levi Chavim. Chav momrim, b'rishus rab mutar avalo b'no. That Berushas Ram, you're allowed to get a haircut from Novi Chavim, but not privately. And that we'll discuss later on in a couple of days. So, my Ripoy Mamon, my Ripoy Nefashos. What do the terms mean, Ripoy Mamon and Ripoy Nefashos? So, three possibilities. If Ripoy Mamon means you're paying for the refuah, Ripoy Nefashos means you're not paying for it, so listening Misrap Mem Beschar Avalo Bechinam, then that's a very strange way of phrasing it. We could have just said, you could be Misrapi Mehem if you pay them, but not if you don't pay them. So Ella says more second possibility. Ripoy mamon davar shein bo sakana. Ripoy nefashos davar sheyesh bo sakana. Ripoy mamon means you have something that there's no sakana whatsoever in the refuah, in the machla, and ripoy nefashos is something that is dangerous. But that can't be, because Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not even allowed to do some minor bloodletting, which is not considered dangerous at all from an Ovid Kochavim. So that can't be the distinction. Ella, third possibility, Ripoy Mamon Behemto. You could use an Ovid Chavim veterinarian. That's Ripoy Mamon. To be Merape, your Mamon, but not to be Merape, your Guf. Ripoy Nefashos, Gufe. Ripoy Nefashos means your own body. Vahainu da Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Rav Tuxilta, Lamasir Minayu. And that fits very nicely with Rabbi Yehuda says, even a minor procedure cannot be done because it's on your body. Amar Rav Chisam Marukva, Avalim Amar Lo Sam Ploni Yafalo, Sam Ploni Ralo, Mutter. If the doctor tells you, the non-Jewish doctor tells you what medication is good for you or bad for you, that you're allowed to listen to him. Why? Because he assumes that just like you're asking him advice, you're probably asking others advice as well. And if he tells you something that's going to kill you, it's going to ruin his reputation as a doctor. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ramil Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Safek Chai, Safek Mace, Ein Misrapin Mehen. Unbelievable. Person is suffering an ailment, an illness that can kill him but won't definitely kill him, he's not allowed to go to a doctor who's never come to treat him. Vadai Mace? But if he's definitely going to die from what he's suffering, then Misrapin Mehen. Then he's allowed to go to Novi Chavim to treat him. So says the Gemara, Vade Meis Misrapin Mehen. Vade Meis Ha'ika Chayesha'a. Wait a second, what about Chayesha'a? Meaning, why are you allowed to go? If let's say a doctor says, you have 2 months to live. So he goes to an Ovid Chavim doctor who may be able to help him, may be able to cure him. You know what else the Ovid Chavim doctor might do? He might kill him. So it might take away those 2 months. So says Gemara, you're allowed to go to the Ovid Chavim doctor. He might cure you. Asks the Gemara, yeah, but he might kill you. What about the Chayesha? What about the 2 months you still have to live? Says Gemara, the Chayesha lo Chashinan. We don't concern ourselves with Chayesha. Where do we find that we don't concern ourselves with Chayesha, that if you have any chance to have a refuah, you take that opportunity, even though it may cost you your Chayesha? And this is a hugely important Gemara in terms of the halachos of treatment of illnesses. If a person is suffering from an illness where going through treatment may kill him faster, but it also may be merape him, and not going through the treatment, he'll live a little bit, he'll definitely die, but he'll definitely won't die immediately. So this is a very important maramakom. The pasuk says, "Imamarnu navoi ir varav ba'ir v'masnu sham." That they said that if we go into the city, then we may be attacked by going into the city by the four mitzorayim. The pasuk says that we could die, or we could find food there and we could survive. Va'ika chayisha. But what about the chayisha? How could they go in? What about? Don't they have to be worried that they may be attacked and killed prematurely? Alav lechayisha lo chashinon. So you see that we're not concerned about chayisha. That a person is not allowed to be misrapi from minin, even for chayisha'a. Maisa bebendama ben achosash Rabbi Shmuel. And one time, bendama, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, Sheikishu Nachash, was bit by a snake, by Yaakov ish kfar schanya l'raposo, and Yaakov ish kfar schanya, who was a min, wanted to be merape him, v'lo inichu Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel would not allow such a doctor to treat his nephew. Amli Rabbi Shmuel, achi, so Rabbi Shmuel said to his nephew, my brother, Hanachlo va'arape mimenu va'ani avi mikra va'malei. I'm sorry. He said, Rabbi Shmuel Achi. So the Ben Achos, the Ben Dama, who was suffering, said, Yishmuel Achi, please let this guy treat me. Hanachlo va'arape mimenu va'ani avi mikra min ha'torah shu mutter, and I'll bring you a pasuk. I'll bring you a raya from a pasuk that it's mutter. Vol hispik ligmar sedavar hashiatsa neshmaso. The end of the argument never happened. He died. So Mace, right? Yatsan Shmasu Mace. Karl love Rabbi Shmuel Ashrecha ben Dama Shuguf Chatar Yatsan Shmasu Betara V'lo Avar Tal Divrei Chaverecha Shayomim Paritz Geder Yishchenu Nachash. So you see that Rabbi Shmuel says, thank God he died before he had the opportunity to violate the Savera of receiving refuah from such a person. So don't you see that even when it comes to Chayesha'a, we don't go to treatment by an Ovid Chavim because he can kill you sooner? Says Gemara, shiny minus to mashcha dasil mimshach basrayu. That's not by an Ovid Chavim. That's by a min, where the concern is he's going to lead you down that path and you're going to start believing what he believes. So that's why it would have been particularly terrible over there. But by an Ovid Chavim, where you're not going to become an Ovid Chavim, so maybe for Chayesha'a, we don't have to be concerned. So Amar, lo avart al divi chavirach shayom paritz gedri yishchenu nachash. It's a strange comment that Rabbi Shmuel had, that, oh, he died without violating the Divrei Chachamim, because if one violates Divrei Chachamim, you know what they say about him? He should be bit by a snake, says the Gemara. Too late. He already was. No? Iunami Chavyatarke. Isn't that exactly what happened to him already? He was already bit by a snake. So what would have been worse if he would have been poured together? Says Mar Chavid Rabam Delesa Yasusa Klal. No, the if you get bit by the snake of violating Divrei Rabbanan, there's definitely no refuah for that. So since the end of the conversation never happened, we wonder what would his taina have been? What was he going to say that would have allowed him to have this refuah? He was going to say, you have to live with the Divrei Torah, and therefore you're allowed to violate Averus in order to live. Rabbi Shmuel, hani mi lebitzina, v'l b'faresia lo. Rabbi Shmuel would respond back, that's only bitzina. But when you do b'faresia, then it's yaharik v'al yavar. D'tanya, hayi Rabbi Shmuel lom. Rabbi Shmuel's shita was, minayin shemom lo lodam avod avod z'chavim v'al tarik, sh'yavud v'al yaharik. He thought, Rabbi Shmuel's shita was, that you're even allowed to do avod zara rather than get killed. Tamalomar v'chaybem, because the pasuk says v'chaybem v'lo shiyamus bem, and we darshan that you don't die from them. So yachal afil b'faresia, but even Rabbi Shmuel, who allows avod zara rather than getting killed, you might think he allows it b'faresia. Tamalomar v'lo sechalu eshem kachi. That's why the pasuk says lo sechalu eshem kachi. When it's b'faresia, it's gonna be yichal Hashem. So then a person has to get killed rather than violate the avod zara. Okay, b'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Amar Rabba, two lines from the bottom.